Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the words Tana Rabbanan. By agreement from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kohanim were divided into 24 watches, which were known as Mishmairus. Each Mishmar served in the Beis Hamikdash for 1 week on a rotation basis. And during that week, the Kohanim did the Avoda and shared in the basar and the oros, the flesh and the skin of the karbonis. Begins our Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have learned. Menayin, how do we know? L'koyin shebo makrav karbonisov. From where do we know that a koyin who is coming to bring his own personal karbonis? As Rashi says, he gave a neder, or he had on himself to bring a chatas or an asham. And he's allowed to bring it even in the Mishmar that he is not part of that Mishmar. How do we know that B'chol Eisu B'chol Shoshi Yirtzeh, that at any time that he himself wants to bring the Korban, he's allowed to? Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk tells us, Ubo B'chol Avas Nafshei V'Shoreis, that he can come whenever his soul desires and he will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's definitely allowed to do Avoda, even though he's not part of that Mishmor for that week. Uminayin Shavoidasa Va'ira Shaloi. And how do we know that Avoidasa, which refers to the meat or the skin and the skin, Shaloi, belongs to that Koyin who's being Makriv, even though it's not his Mishmor? Before we see the Rai from the Pasuk, let us just speak out of Machloikis here between Rashi and the Rajba. Both of them say that Avoidasa refers to the meat. Rashi says that we have to sort of put into the Gemara a word that's missing, schar avoida. The avoida is referring, although that word is not there, but it's referring to the schar of the avoda of the kohen, and that is the hainu, says Rashi, that is besor, that is the flesh. The Rajba asks on Rashi's interpretation of avoida that from a balmum, we know somebody who has a blemish cannot do the avoda, and yet, as we're going to learn in the next line of the Gemara, a balmum is able to eat the meat. So if it's schar avoida, why would he be getting the meat here? Therefore, the Rajba learns avoidasa, in fact, refers to the eating of the meat. However, the idea over here is not schar avoida, but rather, as we know, Chazal tell us that kahanim oichlim ubalim eschaprim, that the kahanim eat, and when they eat, the owners of the korban receive a kapara, so the eating of the kohanim is a holy eating, which itself is considered an avoida. So the Gemara now wants to know, both according to Rashi and the Rajba, how do we know that the flesh, which is called avoida, according to each of the pshatim, respectfully, the oira and the skin shalom, how do we know belongs to the kohen? Talmud Loimer, v'ish as kedosh of loyiyah, a person to his holy things, it will belong to him. Ask the Gemara, ha ketzad, how is this so? In other words, what is the case? And the Rush explains the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara understood, we don't need a pasuk to teach us that when a kohen is makriv his own korbanos, that he receives avoda and ora, because he's no different than the anshei mishmor when they have their weekly rotation, that because they did the avoda, they also receive the flesh and the skin. So if he's doing the avoda, if we permit him to do the avoda based on the pasuk which we just learned, Ubo b'chol avas nafshe v'shareis, so automatically, of course, he would get the flesh and the skin. So it must be that the pasuk is speaking about a special case. Ha ketza, what is that special case? Im ha ya balmum, with the case we mentioned before. If the kohen was a balmum, and the rule that will follow in the next Gemara, and the next Amid, is that whatever you're allowed to do, so you can make a shliach, whoever you decide. If you're not allowed to do something, you have no power to make a shliach. So here, by the Balmum, he has no power to do the avod himself. So he cannot designate anybody to do it for him. So therefore, the halacha is, im hoyu Balmum, noisna l'kain shabaisa mishmar. So he, as far as the avod is concerned, he's mechuyev to give it to one of the kahanim who are serving in the weekly rotation. And he cannot designate his own kayin whose turn is not this week, because since he can't do the avodah zarah, he cannot make a shliach. But as far, this is the first pshat in Rashi, we're going to have two pshatim here in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi learns, v'avodas avodah shaloi, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, v'ish as kedosh of lo yiyah, that although legabe the avodah, he can't do the avodah and he can't make a shliach, he has to give it over to one of the kohanim of the mishmer of that week. However, as far as the eating is concerned and the skin, that since he's able to eat, because a Baal Mum could eat, therefore he gets it based on the pasuk of Ishus Kadosh of Lo Yiyah, or he could give it to any kohen of his choosing. It belongs to him. That's the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi learns that the chiddush of the pasuk is that other rabbi, Vibal, he is a Baal Mum and he can't do the avodah. Memela, the two things are linked together, and therefore he would not get the avodah, and he would not get the basar and the oira, but rather, since the anshe mishmer were the ones who were makrivit, they are the ones who will get the skin and the flesh, and that's what we're learning out from the pasuk ve'ish as kedoshav lo yiyu, that it belongs to one of the anshe mishmer. The first pshat in Rashi learns no, that since the kohen Baal Mum on his own is able to eat the his korban that he's bringing, he's able to eat it, although he can't do the avodah, that's enough that it's considered lo yiyu, that he does get it even though he was not able to do the avodah. Continues the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, Im Hayazak and Aichayla. And if this Kayin was an elderly person, or a Chayla, so the Gemara is going to make a case where, although he's fit, as Rashi explains here, to do the Avoda, he's not that old or that sick that he can't do the Avoda, yet he's not able to eat. So, following the principle of whatever you can do, you can make a shliach, we say as follows. So, as far as the hakrov of the korban is concerned, he's able to do it either himself, or he can make a shliach of any koyin, because whatever he could do, he can make a shliach for. But the flesh, and the skin, that goes on Shem Ishmor, because it's speaking about a case here where he's not able to eat it. If he's not able to eat it, he cannot designate a koyin of his own choosing who's not part of the Anshe Mishmar. He has to give it over to the Anshe Mishmar. Ask the Gemara a question. Hi, Zaken or Chola. Hey, Chadami. What is the case here of Zaken or Chola? Ida Motzi Ovid Avoda. If he's able to do the Avoda, and according to the Rashba, it will fit in very well that Avoda will refer to the actual Hakrava, and it will refer also to the Achila, which the Achila of a Kohen is considered as if he's doing Avoda by his eating, as we explained before from the Rashba. So the Gemara is saying, how sick and how old is this person? If he's able to do both the Hakrava and the Achila, so then I have a question. How do we split them both up? Avoidasa v'oira namitavi today. Then the flesh and the skin should also belong to the kohen, who's a zaken. Just like he can do the avoda, so too he's able to eat, and he can give the avoda to whoever he wants. He can give the eating to whoever he wants. He's able to do it. He can make a shliach. Why do we say it has to go, as far as eating is concerned, to the anshe mishmer? What are you going to answer me? V'idaloi matzi avod avoda. If he cannot do, again, we're linking together the avoda of the korban and the avoda of eating. If he can't do both avodas, so then shliach heichem ashrei. How do we say that he's allowed to make a shliach for that krava? If he's not able to eat, he's not able to do the avoda. If he's not able to, he cannot make a shliach according to our klal, which is actually a Gemara Masechta Nazir. Amar Rav Papa, sheyachol lasas al yedei adchak. You're right. Both the avoda and eating are linked together. They're the same case. he's on the same level. Whatever he can do concerning avoda, he can do concerning eating. But you know what he's able to do? Al yedei hadchak. With great effort, he's able to do the shechita, the hakrov of the carbon. With great effort, he's able to eat. So therefore, since it's al yedei hadchak, now there'll be a nafka minute. Why? Avoda, concerning avoda. And here we're referring to the hakrov of the carbon. The chi ovid le'al yedei hadchak, avoidehi. Even though he's doing it with great effort. But if he successfully makes the shechita and the other inyanim and the akrav of the korban, so since he could do it, umashri shliach, he's able to make a shliach. But achila concerning eating, dechi ochal yedei hadchak, achila gasi. When someone's only able to eat with great effort, that's called an achila gasa, an excessive eating, as Rashi says, the definition. The fourth line of Rashi, divra maskal achila gasa, shenafshe katsaba, he is disgusted with the eating, it's repulsive to him when a person eats that much, or it's so difficult for him to eat, the eating itself is repulsive. So achila gasa lav klumhu, achila gasa is not considered as that it is an achila, and therefore mishum hachi avodas avayrul anshe mishmor legabe hakrova of the korban, it is considered a good hakrova. He could do it. He can make a shliach. Legabe eating, it's achila gasa. It's not considered eating, and therefore the avoda and the yora, the flesh and the meat, goes to the anshe mishmor. He is not able to eat it. He's not able to make a shliach to eat it. He must give it over to the anshe mishmor. Tosis points out in second Tosis Divrei Maskal Achila Gasa, the Gemara in Yevamos, that Ha'oich L'Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippurim is Potter. Even if somebody eats an Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, he's Potter from being over on eating on Yom Kippur. So certainly there is this klal of Achila Gasa, Lav Shmei Achila. Then Tosis brings a Gemara in Nazir of Chaf Gimel, where we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dabar Rabba Bar, we're going to learn the Tosis inside. The Amr Rabba Bar Barchan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'i Dechsiv Tzadikim Yelchubam U'Poshim U'Kashubam. Where do you have a case where Tzadikim are successful in something they do and sinners stumble and fall and are not successful? Mashal Shnei B'nai Adam. It's a mashal of two people. Shet Solu Pischeim. They roasted their Korban Pesach. And again, we're learning this during Chag HaPesach, and we're going to have numerous references on this daf to Chag HaPesach. Here is one of them. Two people were roasting their Pesach. Echad ochel l'shem mitzvah. One of them ate it for a mitzvah. Echad ochel l'shem achila gasa. And one ate it as an achila gasa, an excessive eating. Zesh ochel l'shem achila gasa. So the tzaddik is the rasha who ate it as an excessive eating. On him goes the pasuk upoishlam yikashlubam. On the tzaddik who is eating it for Hashem for the mitzvah, on that the pasuk says that tzaddikim yelchubam. And on the achila gasa eater upoishlam the sinners yikashlubam. Amalei Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rasha kar yislay. You're calling the excessive eater a rasha. Nehei deloy ovid mitzvah and a mufcher. He didn't do the mitzvah the best way possible, but mitzvah miha ovid. But he did a mitzvah. So Tosfos says, Mashra from that Gemara Nazir, the yotze yedei chayva, that he was yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but he didn't do it in the best way possible. So how do we say over here that achila gas is not considered an achila? And that's why the kohen zaken or chayla cannot designate a kohen of their own choice who's not part of the anshe mishmor, and they themselves don't get to eat it, and they don't get the oirois. And by the way, the Gemara tells us that the oirois and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Chesam and Beis tells us that the Oirois and the Buster are linked together. Even though one would say that a Choyler Zaka, maybe he can't eat or he can only eat Al Yedei Hadchak, Achila Gasa, but he could use the Oirois. But the two are linked together, tells us the Gemara in Zvachim. If you cannot eat Buster, then you cannot have the Oirois either. So Tosfos is asking, here we say that it's Achila Gasa, it's not considered Achila, and therefore he loses both the Buster and the Oirois, and the Gemara Nazir is Mashma, that he's not doing a Mitzvah and a Mufcher, but it is considered, he's Yaitzah. V'yesh loyimer da'asim loykomer di'yatzal d'loy mikri rasha. So Taisus gives three terutz. The first terutz of Taisus is that the Gemara there is not, Rabbi Shlakish wasn't trying to say he's yoytz to the mitzvah. He's just saying to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say on this person who's busy with a mitzvah, even though he ate an achila gasa, but he's not doing, he's not murdering someone, he's not committing a crime. He's oisik in a mitzvah, but Resh Lakish doesn't necessarily mean to say that he's being yaitz in a mitzvah. You just can't call him a Rasha. That's what Resh Lakish is trying to say to Rabbi Yochanan. So Einichanami, according to the first Teretz, he would not be Yotza, and that's consistent with our Gemara, that Achila Gasa is not considered an Achila, therefore he wouldn't be yaitz eating the Korban Pesach. The Oi, the second Teretz, the Hasam Lemar Baruch L'Achila Gasa Mamash, it's not speaking about really over there, he ate an excessive eating. He's eating it like he's eating a delicious steak. He doesn't have any kavana. And that's why Tedus is, I'll bring you a proof, it doesn't say over there in Gemara Nazar Achila Gasa, El L'Shem Achila Gasa. He's doing it with the kavana of Achila Gasa. So that's not really, it's not an Achila Gasa, it's not excessive eating. But it's comparable to an achila gasa in the fact that he's not doing it l'kavana l'shem achilas carbon pesach that Hashem commanded us to eat a carbon pesach. So that's why here we say achila gasa is not an achila, and yet in the Gemara Nazar it could be considered an achila for the mitzvah. A third and final Teretz Taisa says is the shtei achila gasa saying. Apparently there's a real excessive, Taisa doesn't give us the shear for this, but there's a real excessive achila gasa, which ain't echanami, that's our Gemara is loishme achila, and then there's a minor achila gasa, which one could do that minor achila gasa and biyotza the mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, im ha yokoyin, if the koyin now we're speaking about, he's part of the mishmar, but he was tameh. And what is it speaking about? B'korban Sibur, that all the kohanim were tameh, and then we have a rule that korban Sibur bo b'tumah, that the tumah, the fact that the kohanim are tameh, is nitche because of the fact that we have to bring a korban Sibur. So nois no l'chomi sheyirtze. So as far as the hakrava goes, he, since the korban sibur is doicha tuma, so therefore he can make a shliach, because he's allowed to do the avoda, and then he can give it to any other kohen to do the avoda. What about vavidas of oira? As far as the basar and the skin, lanche mishmer, that goes to the anche mishmer, because as Rashi brings down the Gemara Psachim Davayin Vav Amid Beis, korban sibur ba betuma ve'ein nechel betuma. Even though there was a permission to bring it betumah, but you cannot eat it in tumah. So now the Gemara wants to understand what's the case. Hechidami, idikat tahorim. If we're speaking about that, there are other tahorim tmeim imatzei avdi. How can the tmeim do the hakrava of the korban sibur? It's not a case of korban sibur ba betumah, because once you have tahorim, they should do it. The only time you say korban sibur ba betumah is if there's only kahanim tmeim. V'idolekatarim, if you're going to answer me, I'm speaking about a case that all the kahanim were tami, there were no tahirim, so how can I say that the halacha is that avodas of aron anshei mishmar hatmeim ninu v'loy matzei achli, if all of the anshei mishmar were tami, and that's why it's considered a korban sibra babatumah, then all of the kahanim tameim cannot eat, so to who am I giving this basar? We learned that ein nechel betumah, that nobody can eat a betumah. Merava Ema say, it's speaking about lebali mumen tairim shabaisa mishmar, that this entire mishmar consisted of one part of them were all tameh, and the other part were all bali mumen. They had blemishes; they couldn't do the avoda. So both have a mila and a chasarin. The mila of the ones who are tameh is that if there's no one to do the avoda, they can do the avoda because korban sibur is babetumah. The chesaron of the people who are the kohanim are tami is they can't eat. On Bali Mumin, it's just the opposite. They have the mila that they can eat. They have the chesaron. They can't do the avoda. So as far as the avoda is concerned, that we give to the section of the kohanim of the anshei mishmar that are tami, because korban sibur bo betumah. But since they can't eat it, they will have to give it to the Bali Mumin of that mishmar that are able to eat. Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, a new halacha. If the Kohen Gadol had just lost one of his relatives, and the din is that a Kohen Gadol is makriv oinon, a Kohen Hedjit is not makriv oinon. And Rashi brings down that we learn this from the pasuk that says concerning a Kohen Gadol, if his father and mother died and he's an oinon, he does not go out of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't go out of his Kedusha. V'loyichalel. What does that mean, says Rashi? Da'avoydosu she'yavid ba'aninis lo'yitischalel. Da'avoyda that he does as an oinon is not mechulel. Says Rashi, ha'acher hedjit shelo yotzachilel. But a hedjit who did not go out of the Beis HaMikdash, who was makriv oinon, his korban would have a flaw in it. It would become mechulel. Back to the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Im Haya Kohen Gadol Oinen, so he's able to do the Avoida, so nice in the Chol Kohen Sheyirtze. According to the rule that we said from the Gemara in Nazir, whatever you could do, you can make a Shliach. So he can make a Shliach another coin to do it. But as far as Vavaydos of Oyrel Anshe Mishmar, as far as the flesh and the skin, that he has to give to the Anshe Mishmar, because a Kohen Oinen is not allowed to eat from his Hakrava, even though he's allowed to be Makrav the Korban. What is the chiddush that you're telling me? Tanina, we have learned this. It says, Kohen Gadol makrivoinen. A Kohen Gadol is makrivoinen. Ve'ena oichel. This is all we've learned before. And then a third halach of ve'ena choylik lechol erev. He cannot give someone to designate, besides the Anshei Mishmar, to eat even at night. As Rashi explains, that even though midaraisa, an oinen, is only during the daytime, as the pasuk says in Amos, v'achrisa kiyoymar, it's a bitter day, and we learn out ein meriris el yoymechad, only the first day and not the night following that first day when he lost his relative. So even though midaraisa, there's no aninus at night of after the first day, but midarabbanan, there's aninus following that yoymar in the evening. So midarabbanan, he has a din of an oinein, and that night he will not be able to be mechalek the boser and the iris, he'll only be able to give it to the Anshei Mishmar. So the Gemara is asking, what are you teaching me, Rav Ashi, with your halacha? We've learned this already. So the Gemara answers, and I would have thought, kichas rachman alei the kohen gadol lekruvehu. When did the Torah allow the kohen gadol to be makriv? That's himself. Avol eshav yishliach, but that he should be able to make a shliach lematzi mashri. I would think that so far the Torah didn't go. You can do it. You're min hamikdash lo yetze. You shouldn't be metami yourself to your father, your mother, but to make a shliach, not kamash malan. That since he can do it, we have that rule that whatever he can do, he can even in these circumstances he can make a shliach as well, and that's the chiddush that Rav Ashi is teaching us. And now the following mishnah brings us back to the halachas that we were Isaac in of Gezel Hager, Hagoizel Es Hager, somebody who steals from a ger, Vinishman, he swore falsely, loy, and therefore now, as we've been learning in the past often, there's a din of paying Karen Chaimesh Vashem. The problem is, as we've learned before, that a ger very possibly has no Yorshim, because biologically, any relatives that he had before became a ger are no longer considered his relatives, because ger shins garka kotten shinoi l'dami. When somebody becomes a ger, it's as if he's reborn, and he has no relations with his biological parents or brothers and sisters. And it's speaking about a case where, after he became a ger, he did not have any children, so he doesn't have any relatives that should yarshin him. And now this ger died. So the question is, what does the Gazlan do with the Karen V'chaymish Roshim? The din is, HaReza Mishalom, Karen V'chaymish L'Kahanim. We're going to learn from a pasuk that the Torah says that you have to give, this is one, as we're going to learn on Amud Beis, this is one of the Matnas Kuna, of the 24 Matnas Kuna that are given to the Kahanim. So the Karen, the principal, the Chaymish, the fifth surcharge is given to the Kahanim. V'oshim, and the Korban Oshim is L'mizbech, Shenemar. Mainly, Ishgoel, if the person that you stole from has no relatives, La Hashiv Ha'ashim Elov, to return the money, the guilt payment to him, the din is Ha'ashim Amushav. That money of guilt payment that you are returning, to whom do you return it? Lashem, to Hashem, Lekoyen, to the kohen. Mulvad ela kippur mashay chaper b'olav. This is besides the ram which gives kapora, the asham through which you will receive kapora. Continues the Mishnah. Hoya malas the kesef es asham. What happens if the gazlan was bringing up the kesef to give it to the anshei mishmor? And the asham umeis, and the gazlan now died on the way, so the ger has no yorship. You're supposed to give it to the kahanim, but the only reason you're giving it to the kahanim is to affect kapora for the gazlan. Since the gazlan now died, what do you do with the money? Hakasavi naslabanov. The money is given to his children of the gazlan, as Rashi explains that really. Whenever a ger dies, the one who is koyne his property, all his property is hefker if he has no yorshim, and the first one who is zeichen it is koyne. So the gazlan here is zeiche; he's the one who's holding on to it. So with the death of the ger, he is zeiche. So why does he have to make any hashava? The Torah wanted, as part of his kapora process, that he should give instead of giving it to the ger. Or to his yorshim, since he has no yorshim, he should give it to the kahanim. So they should get a kapora on his false shvua. But now that he died, it's not possible to get kapora on his shvua. So therefore, it should go to his children, because really, based on Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat, he was zoicha in this money. The asham, what happens to the asham? He can't bring the asham now either. The whole purpose of the asham is to give him kapora. He died before he could get kapora. So va'ashem yiracha yitzav. The ashem has to pasture until it gets a mumminit. V'yimacha, then it's sold. V'yiplu damu l'nadava, and then the money is put, as Rashi says, into the special containers called shayfris in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're used for kayetz ha'mizbeach. When the mizbeach didn't have any other korbanos on it, they used to bring oilois. The meat went l'ashem, the skins went to the kahanim, and this is what was done with this ashem, to transform it into an oila through the money that one would receive when one would sell the asham. Rashi brings down the famous rule, which we have, that kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yira. Whenever the din is by a korban chatas, for example, if the balim dies, so a chatas that has no owners because the owners died, the din is that chatas has to be killed. So wherever by a chatas the din is that the animal should be killed, by an asham the din in the same circumstance, like here, the gazlan died, the owner of the asham died, the din is yira ad she yistoev. Continues the Mishnah. I just wanted to point out that there's a chiddush here that hayamalas a kesef es ha'ashem umeis, that the kesef goes to the children, even though the Rishonim speak out that he prepared the money to give it to the Kohanim in Yerushalayim, and he's going up on the way to give it to them. But afal pikein, since he died on the way before he got to the Kohanim, the money now goes to the children. But now the Mishnah states a different scenario. Nasana kesef anshe mishmor meis. What happens if he gave the money to anshe mishmor and then he died, but he did not yet bring the asham? So ein yarshim chayim lahaytzim miyadam. The yarshim cannot take out the money from the anshe mishmor, even though he's not going to get a whole kapora because in his lifetime he didn't bring the asham. But as the Gemara is going to tell us in Amud Beis, we see from here that the money itself is a half, is a partial kapora. The kapora is made up through the return of the keren and the chaymish and the asham. So this is a partial kapora, and therefore, if he was alive for that partial kapora, once the anshe mishmor have received that, the yorshim can no longer take it away from the anshe mishmor, and the Gemara is going to now learn it from a pasuk. Shenamar ve'ish asher yitin l'kayin loyeh. Once you've given it to the kayin, it belongs to the kayin. Now, what happens in the following scenario? Nas nakesef liyahayarev. There were different mishmaris, as we spoke out at the beginning of this year, 24 mishmaris. Each one had a different name. This one was a large one called yahayarev. And then this one following it, which is a smaller one, this will be nageya, the size will be nageya at the bottom of the Gemara on this Amid, the Asham, the Yedaya, the Asham, he gave to Yedaya Yatza. That's good. because you always have to give the repayment of the money before you bring the Ashim. But what happens if he gave the Ashim Liyahiriv? V'kesev liyadaya, that's not the correct order, because the money always has to come before the Ashim. So the halacha is as follows. Im kiyam Ashim, if the Ashim has not yet been sacrificed, yakrivu b'nei yadaya. So Rashi explains, we punish the b'nei yahiriv because they have accepted the Ashim not in the proper sequence before the kesev was given. The b'nei yadaya, they accepted money. They didn't do anything wrong. We don't constant them. So therefore, we give over the Ashim to the b'nei yadaya. And now the b'nei yadaya will have it in the right order. They'll have first received the kesev, and then they will have received the Ashim. But vimloy, but what happens if they already were makr of the Ashram, not in the right sequence? So the din is, yachsav yavi Ashram acher. So then the gazlan has to bring another Ashram. Shameivik zeloy, the rule is, if you bring your gezel, the keren, actually hevi Ashram yotze, before the Ashram, your yotze. That's why in the first case here, when he gave it first, the Karen to Yehoyrev and the Ashram to Yadai, you rewrite it. But Hevi Ashram, actually, Hevi Gzeloi. But in the second case, where he gave the Ashram to Yehoyrev first, and then he gave the Gezel to Yadaya, Hevi Ashram, actually, Hevi Gzeloi, Loi Yotza. And now the Mishnah concludes with one final halacha. Nasan as a Karev, Loi Nasan as a Chaimish. What happens if the Gazel gave the Karen and he didn't give the Chaimish? Ain't a Chaimish Ma'akev, the Chaimish is not Ma'akev. From being makriv de asham, ein echanami, he's going to eventually have to give the chaimish, and he will mitzvashem give the chaimish. But the question is, does the kohen have to wait to be makriv de asham until the nigzal receives the chaimish? The answer is no. As long as the nigzal received the keren, the kohen can be makriv the chaimish. Begins the gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The lashon of the pasuk is, we'll quote the pasuk from Bamidbar, hey. Pasuk Ches ve'im ein la'ish goyel la'hashiv ha'asham elav by gezel ager when there's no relatives ha'asham hamushav la'shem la'koyin milvad elakipur meshei chaper boy olav. So now the Gemara wants to darshan the words of the pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, when the pasuk says ha'asham hamushav, what is that referring to? Asham is that keren, that refers to the keren. Hamushav zechaymish, that's the surcharge of a fifth. Maybe the Ashram in fact refers to the aisle, to the korban, the ram. Ulamayin afkamina. Ask him, what's the difference? Manavshach. We have the Karen Chaimish v'Ashram. We know that he has to give a Karen Chaimish v'Ashram. If I say Ashram is Karen, I later have in the Pasuk the korban asham, because it says mavad elakipur meshir chaper boy olav. If asha means the korban asham, I know from other psukim that one pasuk before that in pasuk zayin v'heishiv as hashamir b'roisha v'chamishis yosef olav, we know that he has to give a keren v'chaimish. So we know he's chayv in all three. So what nafkamina is if I say the asham refers to the korban asham or I say the asham refers to the keren? He's going to have to give all three anyway. If I say Asher means the korban, then that would be memayet Rava's halacha. Damer Rava, gezel ager shechzir belayla. If you gave back to the ger what you stole from him at night, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Hechzir chatzon lo yotze. If you gave it back in halves, you're not yotze. The din is that by a korban you can't bring it at night, as Rashi. An Ashram, for example, cannot be brought at night. Rashi brings the pasuk two lines before it gets wide. Dichsiv biyoyim tzavasai, because it says biyoyim, v'loy belayla, and it also doesn't come a chatzon, which means that an Ashram has to be worth shtei sloim. What happens if he brought two korbanis, and each one was worth one sela, and he brought them one after the other? He's not yoytze. You have to bring it at one time, animal that's worth two sloim. So, since this is a halacha by Ashram itself, that you're not Yaitza Belayla or Lechatzoyin, so the same halacha, says Rav, applies to the money of the Gezel Ager. My time? Because Ashram Kar Yerechamana. Because the Torah considered that the money itself has a halacha of an Ashram. It's also a guilt, not a guilt korban, but it's a guilt payment. So therefore, it has the halachas of Asher. So if I say that Asher means Karen, then I could say Rav is Din. But if I say Asher refers to the Korban Asher, then I don't have a makor for Rav is Din, that the money also has to be treated with the same dinam of the Korban, not Belila, not Lechatzoyin. So the Gemara says, okay, that's an afgemina. How do I know what's the correct pshat? Kishu oimer, when it says at the end of the pasuk, Mulvad Ela Kippurim, have a yoim Rashim Zakarin. So I already have in this pasuk accounted for the Ela Kippurim, the real Korban Ashram, must be that the Ashram of the Resha, the first Ashram, that refers not to the Korban, but rather refers to the money. And Mimela Ravaz is a din, is validated that it has all the dinim, the money has all the dinim of the Korban itself. Have Yomer Ashram Zeh Karen. Tanya, that we learned on a different brisa. Ashram Zeh Karen. Hamushav Zeh Chaymish. Oyein El Ashram Zeh Chaymish. Maybe Ashram refers to the Chaymish. Lamai Nafgemina. What Nafgemina would there be if Ashram refers to Karen or Ashram refers to Chaymish? Lamai says he has to give both. So Taisus asks Akasha, why don't we say, like we just said before, that if Asher meant Chaimish, we would be Mafgiyah from Rava's Din, that the Karen cannot be given at night or Lechatzoyin. We wouldn't have a Makor that the Karen is treated like a Korban. On that, and Taisus blies by Tzorchi, and he doesn't answer. The Tyrus Chaim gives the Teretz, that it's only if Asher means Korban, in the first Brisa that we brought, that we wouldn't have a Makor for Rava. But if Asher meant Chaimish, then we could still have a makor for Rav, because if the Chaimish is treated like a Korban Ashram, then certainly the Karen has all those halachas. If the Chaimish can't be given back at night or Lechatzoyim, then the Karen for sure could. It's only if I say Ashram refers to the Korban, then I have no monetary payment where I see it has a halacha of the Korban, then I wouldn't know that Karen has the same din as the Korban. So therefore, in our Gemara, the Gemara is, right now has a question. Lamai nafgemina, if Ashram refers to Karen or it refers to Chaimish, he has to give both. The answer is, no, there is a difference. La'afukim aslisul, it'll be Mamai, the din of our Mishnah. The last din of our Mishnah said, this not, nosalais a Karen, nosalais a Chaimish, ain't a Chaimish ma'akiv. The Chaimish not ma'akiv to bring the Korban Ashram. So now, if I would say, that's only if I say that Ashram means Karen, but if I say Ashram means Chaimish, so as Rashi says in the second wide line at the bottom, the Ashram Karya Rachmana Lashon Korban. So therefore, Adarabba, the Chaimish would be Ma'akev because, just like the Korban's Ma'akev, so the Chaimish would be Ma'akev. So this halach of our Mishnah would not be correct if I would say that Ashram refers to Chaimish. Adarabba, Chaimish Ma'akev, Kishu Aymer, Vehei Shivas Hashavri Baroishoy. When the pasuk says in Bamidbar, hey, pasuk Zion, a pasuk earlier that what, that he should return to Hashamay Baraisha Vichamishisoi, the principal guilt payment and the fifth Havi Omer Asham Zekaren. So there, I certainly see Baraisha means the principal payment of the Karen. So I see the Torah already in pasuk Zion referred to Asham as the Karen. So therefore, over here in pasuk Ches, likewise, Hashem Amushev refers to the Karen, and it does not refer to the Chaimish, and the Chaimish, in fact, is not Ma'akiv for the Kohen to bring the Korban. Continues the Gemara. Tani Yidduch, we learned in another Brisa. Ashram Zekaren, Hamushav Zechaimish, Ube Gezel Ager, Kosmodaber, the Pasuk is speaking about Gezel Ager, Oyein Oyel Hamushav Zekaifel. Maybe Hamushav refers to Kefel, Ube Genevis Hager, Kosmodaber, and we're speaking about Genevis Hager, which has to pay Kefel, Kishoimir, when the Pasuk says, Veheshavas Hashami Baroishai, Vechamishi Soi, in the Pasuk Zion. It referred to the Karen as Asham. Hare Bemaman, Amishdam Baroishai, Kasim Adaber. So we're not speaking about a Ganav who steals at night, who has to pay Kefil. We're rather speaking about a Gazan who steals in broad daylight, who only pays Karen. And since it's called Veheshavas Hashami Baroishai, so we're talking about money that's Mishtalim Baroish, and therefore Asham means Karen, and we're not speaking about Kefil here. Gufa. We have learned before, Amar Rav, Gezel Ager Shechzir Balayla Lo Yotza, Hechziru Chatzoyin Lo Yotza, my time, what's the reason? Ashram Kari Rachmana, the Karen has a din of an Ashram, just like an Ashram can't be brought at night or Lechatzoyin, the same thing with the principle. The Gilyan Ashas points out here that this is a very unusual thing, because usually when the Gemara says Gufa, the Gemara quotes something we learned before, and then the Gemara has a bunch of questions on that statement. Here, the Gemara is not going to ask any question on what Rava just said. So Kiveger brings down that we find similarly in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes, the same thing, and the sheet that there in Bava Metzia says in the name of the Rush, that even though there was no Chiddush at all in what the Gemara just repeated, the Gemara uses it as an opening halacha upon which we are going to have a series of other statements and questions based on this first halacha of what Rava was discussing, and that's why we brought it down, not because we want to ask any question on Rava's statement per se. Continues the Gemara of Amar Rava, and Rava said, concerning Gezel Ager, now that we had the opening statement, Gezel Ager Shein Bar Shavar Pruta L'chol Koyin V'Koyin, if he doesn't have a Shavar Pruta to every Koyin that's on the Mishmor Lo Yatzei Dechavasa, he didn't fulfill his requirement. My time at Echsev, Ha'asham Hamushav, that the guilt payment that he is returning to the Mishmor, ad shehei ashava l'chol kayin v'kayin. It has to be ashava. It has to be worth a shava pruta. And something that's not worth a shava pruta is not considered ashava. And therefore, he will have to add from his own money until he gets to the point where each coin of the Mishmor is receiving a shava pruta, even though that's more than what he stole from the ger. It has to be ashava. Boy, Rav had a question. Here's where what we discussed before, that Yehoirav had more people in that Mishmor than Yedayah. So what happens if he was returning to Gezel Ager to the Mishmor of Yehoirav, and there was not a pruta for each one? But the Yeshmor, the Mishmor, as we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, there is a Nafla Mishmor Yedayah. Mahu, what is the din? Hechi dami. The Gemara asks, what's the case? Elay med the Yahavali Yadai Mishmeres Yadai. If he gave the, let's say there was 100 Kahanim and he had 100 Prutois and he gave that Gezel Ager to those Kahanim, if he gave it b'mishmeres Yadaya, ha ispe, or as the Mesoris Hashas in Ois Al says, Zachu, ha Zachu be. The Kahanim were already Zoicha. So what's the problem? Each one, it was in their Mishmor, they received each one a pruta. What's your shaila? Loitzricha must be the Yavil Yadai Mishmarasai the Yehoirav. He gave Yadaya 100 prutas to 100 Kohanim, but it was the turn of Yehoirav, and they have 150 Kohanim. So there, you're not giving a pruta for each one. My, what's it then? What's the shaila? Me, I'm reading, do I say, Kivin de la Mishmarta hu v'loi klumu? Do I say, since you gave the wrong Mishmor, it's not their turn, it's not Yadai's turn, so it's meaningless what you did, and therefore, what you will need to do is you'll have to get back the money from Yadaya, they'll have to give it back to the Gazlan, and he will have to give it to Yehoirav, and it'll have to be Moisev from his own until he gets a Shavar Pruta, Shava, to each coin. Oy Dilmor, or maybe we say differently. Kivid lechazulei. Since when he gave it to Yehoirav, it wasn't enough because Yehoirav had 150 kohanim on that mishmor. So miikar liyadaya koi, it meant that I'm giving it to Yehoirav, but it doesn't work for you, Yehoirav. So therefore, it's as if I'm giving it directly to the next mishmor where it will work to Yedaya. What is mate? Can we do such a thing? Can we say I'll give it to Yehoirav, but I really mean it for Yedaya where it will work because each one will see shavar pruta. The Gemara answers, take, we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Tishbi Yatar, it's Kushis V'Boyoyis. He will have to answer this question. Boy, Rav had a question. Kahana Maushiach L'Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. The top Rashi on the Amid brings down that Ein Cholkim Menachas Keneged Menachas. V'Korb Keneged Korb. We learn it out from Apostolic M'Lechol B'nei Aaron T'yesh K'achim, which means you cannot barter. You cannot tell another Kohen, you give me your korban, I'll give you the next korban, will go to you of mine. We'll switch. Or the question is, does Gezel Ager fall into the same category? Because if we switch and barter korbanis, I get your korban and I eat your portion of that korban, does that obligate me to give from my korban to you based on our bartering arrangement? The answer is no, because what we did has no validity in halacha. And the other Kohen, even though I ate up his piece, he will not be able to come to Beis Din to get what I promised I would give him instead. Does Gezel Ager have the same din? Can we barter Gezel Ager? What's the question? Me, I'm reading Oshim Kai Rachmana. Do we say that the Torah called Gezel Ager an Oshim? So Ma Oshim and Cholkim Oshim can I get Oshim? Av Gezel the Bach puts in the word Hager. Av Gezel Ager and Cholkim Gezel Ager can I get Gezel Ager? Gezel Ager, as we learned from Legabi, many halachas has a din of Oshim. So here too, it'll have a din of a korban where you can't barter. Oy Dilma, no Gezel Ager Memoinahu. Gezel Ager is considered Mamoin, and therefore, since it's considered Mamoin, I would be able to barter it. Says the Gemara, and the Mefarshim explain that certainly until it comes to the hand of the Rosh HaMishmor, it has a din of an Asham. As we learned, you don't pay at night, you don't pay Chatzoyin. Once it came to the Kohen Prati, it's Mamon Shaloi, because we learn it out from Lashem Lakoyin. Lashem means it goes to the general Mishmor, that's like Lashem, and then the Rosh Mishmor divides up the Gezel Ager repayment amongst each of the separate Kohanim. So once the Kohen himself gets it in his hand, then it's clear that it is his, and that he is receiving the repayment of the Gezel instead of the Ger. It's going to the Kohen, so it becomes his. It's not like a korban where mishulchan gavoya kazachi, that he's getting it from Hashem. He can only eat it or he can give it to somebody else to eat, but he cannot do any business transaction and barter. Once it comes to the hands of the kohen from the Rosh HaMishmor, then certainly it's better than a korban in the fact that he can, it's his, and he can do what he wants with the money. Our shiloh of our gemara is that time in between. Between after it came into the hand of the Rosh HaMishmor, but it did not yet come into the specific hand of the Kohen Prati, what status does it have at that time? Can the Kohanim amongst themselves barter it before it actually came into their hand or not? That's how the Achronim understand the Gemara's Shiloh over here. Do I say it as a din of a Korban until it gets into the Kohen Prati's hand? Or do I say even in that intermediary time between the Rosh HaMishmor receiving it and the Kohen Hedjit getting it into his specific hand, it does not have a din of a korban? It's mammon, or maybe it does have a din of a korban. This is Gemara Shiloh. Hader Pashli, then they were Pashli the Shiloh. Asham Kai Rachmana, since the Torah called it Asham, it remains an Asham until it's in the hands of the Kohen. If the Kohen bartered it before it got into his hands, it is like a din of a korban where it was not effective, that barter. Rav Achabred, Rav Amasal Behedja, he didn't have a Shiloh with a Teretz, but he learned it straight out. Amar Rav made a statement, Kahanim in Cholkin Gezel Ager, Kenegel Gezel Ager, my time, Asham Kara Rachmana, the Torah called it a Asham. Continues the Gemara, boy, Rav had another question. Kahanim beGezel Ager, what is the status of Kahanim concerning Gezel Ager? Yarshim Havi, do we say they're Yarshining from the Ger, since the Ger had no Yarshim? They become the Yarshim instead of actual Yarshim. Or do we say Mikabli Matonis Havi? Or are they receiving a Matana from Shulchan Gavoya, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is the way Rashi understands the Gemara's question here. Well, not my Nafkamina, where will this make a Nafkamina Halacha Kigoyt? Shegozel chametz she'avra lava pesach, and both the Gra and the Bach put in shegozel chametz ve'avra lava pesach. So, as Rashi points out, if this would have happened by the gozlin giving it back to the ger, so he could say to him, "Harei shalach lefanach," as we learned before, that here is what I stole, here it's back. Now it's chametz she'avra lava pesach. It's not worth anything. It's asur banah. No one can have any pleasure from it, but this is what I stole, you have to take it back. It's only if it's missing, then I have to pay you what it was worth, b'shas gzeila. So now when we're speaking about the gozlin returning it to the kohanim instead of the ger, because the ger died, so what's the status of the kohanim here? E armat yarshim have, if you say they're yarshim, Hainu hai di yarsi maris. What they inherited, this is what they inherited. So just like the Gazlan could have said to the Ger himself, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, here it is. So I'm saying that to the Kohanim also. But if you say that they received a gift from Hashem, Matana Kama Rachmanad Naisavlu, Hashem is telling the Gazlan, I want you to give a Matana, something tangible to, like Matnas Kohuna, to the Kohen. V'hol loika yov le'midah. You're not giving him anything. Da'afra bi'almahu. Right now it's worth nothing. You have a chiyuv to give a matnas kohuna, matana, which means a nesina. You have to give something of substance. And here you're giving him nothing. It's chomer shavu l'pesach. So, Tosfos asks the question, in the second Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh L'Mayanav Kamina, why didn't Rava learn it from his own din? Rava said that Gezel Ager Shein by Shavar Pruta. You're not yoitz if you don't give to each kayin a Shavar Pruta. So l'chari, that itself shows that it's that the kayin is a makabel matana. Because if it's a Yerusha, why do we say he's not yoitz? Whatever I got from the ger, that's what I'm giving to you. This is what was stolen from the ger, and this is what I'm giving the kayin. Why do I have to give to each kayin a pruta? From that din alone of Rava's l'shitasai, his own din, we should say that it's a proof that it's a matana, because if it's Yerusha, it should work, even pachs b'shavar pruta. So Taisus' only conclusion is the v'nira de bechad min hoyin gasina Rava. One of these two dinim, you have to say it's Rava, not Rava. Otherwise, Rava l'shitasai would not have a question here. The Rush, however, disagrees. The Rush says you could be garis in both Rava, and even if I say that it's a Yerusha, it's no proof from the fact that less than a Shavar Pruta is no good. Because even if it's a Yerusha, the Torah wants that the Yerusha should be something substantive. Even if it's a Yerusha. And it means that he wants you to give to each Kayin something of substance, something that's called a Hashava, as we learned before, ha'asher ma'mushav achiyei hashava l'chol koyim v'koyim. So even if it's a Yerusha, but you also have to have hashava. So mimeila, therefore, even if it's a Yerusha, it would have to be a shavar pruta. The Rush is not bothered by Tosfos' seemingly stira between the two dinim of Rava. So Rava has this shaila right now. Is it Yerusha or is it mekabel matana? Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeira, boy hachi. Rav Zeira had a similar question, but a little different. He said, "Afilim tim shlomi, even if you're going to say mekabel matana have holoi boylon. Even if I were to say they're mekabel matana, I would not have a question. Dahi matana am rachmana d'neisavlu. The matana that Hashem wants you to give the kayin is whatever you got. You can't. Einacham Yerusha makes, of course, sense that whatever I yirish." Whatever I inherited, I'm giving. Whatever you're supposed to inherit, you're getting. But even if you say it's a matana, what matana does the Torah want the kohen to get? He wants the kohen to get chomet shavu lo v'pesach. So that's not a problem. El kikam b'boilon. When would it make a nafkamina whether it's Yerusha or matana? You're going shnafulei Esther behemus begezel ager. It fell to him 10 behemos with gezel ager. The Kayin received 10 behemoths. So the question is, Machayv Lafrush Menah Meiser or Loi? Is he Machuyev to be Mafrush Meiser behemoth 1 out of 10 or not? The din is that if a person has 10 animals, he has to give one to Hashem. The animals all go through a door from the pen where only one animal can go at a time. And the 10th one is marked with a stick which has on a red dye. And that one has to be brought as a korban, and it's eaten by the Bilam and his guests. So if the Kayin received 10 animals in Gezel Ager, would he have to give Meiser from it or not? Do I say Yarshan have that the Kayin have a din of a Yairish? And the Bach says, V'amar mar, we learn, Kanu b'tfus habayis. If the estate of someone who passed away acquired animals and there was no Meister may be given yet chayav der mechuyev to give. Or Dilmor, maybe mekabli matanis ave, maybe the karam of a dinner of mekabli matanis utznan, and we learned in a mishnah lekeach. Someone who buys from the marketplace before Meister Behem was given. Vanitin le matana, or it was given to him as a matana. Potter mi Meister Behem, he's potter for Meister Behem. So this will make a big nafkamina. Whether the Kanam have a din Yerusha, they would have to give Meister Behem. If they have a din of a matana, they would not have to give Meister Behem. My, what is the din? Toshima coming here. Esrim varbo matanis kohuna nitnul Aaron ulbanav. There were 24 matnas kohuna that were given to Aaron and his children. The last one of them, right before the two dots, you have is gezel agar. So basically, what the Gemara is bringing a raya from this mishnah in Bechoris, daf nun hey amid beis. Excuse me, this is a Mishnah, the Masorah Shas brings down Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Raya from this Mishnah is that Gezel Ager is called Matnas Kohana, and Mimela, to be Poshe the Shiloh, whether the Kohen would have to pay Meister, would have to give Meister Behem or not, the answer is no. It's a Matana from Hashem, and there's no Chiev of Meister Behem. Toshima, Esrim Arba Matnas Kohana, Nitnu Lion Lobotim. Vikula nitnu b'chalal pratu klal. They were all given in klalal pratu klal, and with bris melech, with a covenant of salt. What is that referring to? The pasuk in Bamidbar, Parshas Korach, Perek Yudches, pasuk Ches states, "Vani hine nesati l'cha es mishmeres turmasi l'chol kachiv bnei Yisrael l'cha nesatim l'mashka for distinction l'vanecha l'chak oilam." That's the first klal. Then the Torah lists the 24 specific matnas kohana, the presents that a Yisrael has to give to a kohen, and it concludes after listing those 24 in Perek Yudches Pasuk Yutes with the following klal: Kol Trumas Hakadoshim Asher Yorimu Bnei Yisrael Lashem Nasati L'Chol V'Necho L'Vnoisecha Itcha L'Chak Oilam Bris Melech Oilam Hi L'Fnei Hashem L'Chol Zaracha Itcha. So we have over here a klal and a prat and a klal. We also have in the final klal the words bris melech. Melech is something that never spoils, and it helps preserve other things that they should not spoil as well. So on this the Gemara darshins that and the first wide line kol mekayim, whoever fulfills the 24 matnas kohana kiyilu mekayim klal prata klal, which Rashi explains mean he's mekayim the entire Torah, which is darshan with klal prata klal ubris melech, and he's also doing all the karbonos, which the pasuk says I'll call karbon chatakrav melech. Melech is a very important part of all karbonis, so he's like being makrav all the karbonis as well. But kolo oivra aleim, whoever's oivra doesn't fulfill the 24 matnas kohana kilo oivra klal prata klal, it's as if he's being over, he's transgressing the entire Torah, ubris melech, and all of the karbonis. Ve'elohein. And these are the list of the 24 matnas kohana. Eser b'migdash, there were 10 that could only be eaten in the migdash. Rashi says that you could not eat it outside of the chatzar of the yard of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the kloyim. Ve'dalet b'Yerushalayim, 4 had to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Ve'eser b'Gevulim, 10 could be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael, even in the other cities of Eretz Yisrael. Eser b'Migdash, which are the 10 in the Migdash? Chatas Behema, the korban of Chatas Behema, v'chatas oiv, v'ashem vade, Rashi brings down, there are 5 ashamois, Asham Gzelis, which we've been learning about, when a person swears falsely, he has to pay Karen Chayesh for Asham. Asham Me'ilis, when he takes Hanor from Hegdish. Asham Shifcha Charufa, an Eved Ivri who is engaged to a Shifcha who's a Chatzi, Shifcha and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. She's part, half freed and half slave. There were 2 partners, and 1 freed her and 1 didn't. So on that, if he is boil a shifcha charufa, he's chayv a asham shifcha charufa. Nazir, an asham nazir when he becomes tamei, and asham mitzayra, as part of his tahara, he has to bring an asham. All 5 are considered one of the 24 matnas kohana. V'asham tali, whenever a person does something b'shari, he has to bring a chatas on something which b'meis that there's a chiv chorus, and if he has a suffix, whether he did it or not, he brings a korban asham tali, which keeps him from getting any punishments from Hashem until it is proven one way or the other whether he did that avera. when it's proven that he did the aver, he has to bring a korban chatas, and this holds him over until he brings that korban chatas, or until it's 100% sure that he didn't do any avera. This is brought on a suffix. Vizifche shalmei tzibur, usually shlomim are kochim kalim, but these are shlomim are speaking about the kivsei atzeres, which are called shlomim, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, kodesh yul Hashem. And they, all of these items here are kachim, which have to be eaten inside of the kloyim. Velug shemen shel metzayra, and the kayin, whatever oil is after he does the whole procedure with the oil on the body and head of the metzayra, whatever's left in his left hand, so whatever is left has a halach as well of kachim, and it's given to the kayin. Umayser Ha'aymer, the Minchas Ha'aymer, which is brought the second day of Pesach. So there's a kmitza done in the three fingers, and that is brought on the Mizbeach, and whatever is left is eaten by the Kohanim, and it has a halacha of Kache Kachim, as Rashi says, Kol Menachas Kache Kachim, all Menachas have a din of Kache Kachim. Ushtei alechem, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, they have a din like Menachas, kachim kachim. The lechem upon him, the weekly bread, the levoina is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the 12 breads from the previous week are eaten. Again, they have a din of kachim kachim, have to be eaten inside of the kloyim. Ushiore minchais, all minchais, which we do kmitza, like Rashi says, minchas nedava, minchas chayta, minchas soita. So the leftover after the kmitza has a din of kachi kachim and is given to the kohanim for them to eat. Those were the 10 which are in the Migdash. Va'arba b'yishlam, 4 have to be in Yishlam. The first one is habachaira. Rashi says, habachor tam is eaten in the entire city. The second one is Bikurim from the 7 fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The first fruits are brought. These do not have a din of Kachim Kachim. They have a din of Kachim Kalim. So they can already be eaten in Yerushalayim. Vamurim, and that which is lifted up, Minatoida, and Rashi's Garis, Vahamurim, El Nazir. Both of these are considered, Rashi says, as one, because they're both Shlomim. Rashi says, Toida is a Shlomim, and from it, we bring the chazeh v'shoik goes to the kayin, the breast and the right thigh. Also, 4 chalas from the 4 different kinds, chalas, rekikin, chametz, revucha. So the flesh that the kayin receives and the 4 chalas, that's comparable to the eil nazir who receives a cooked 4 legs, zroya b'shela. He receives 2 breads, chala rikik, so it's a shlomim with bread, so these two are similar one to the other, and therefore they're counted as one, so that's number 3, these two together, and the 4th one is oirois kachim, the skins of kachim, although a kohen can use the skin all over Eretz Yisrael, it's considered Yerushalayim because it has to be given in Yerushalayim. There's no din yotzei from the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the place of the iris is considered Yerushalayim. And then there's 10 bigvulin. Vasar bigvulin is when we give a kayin truma, the trumas meiser, what the Levi gives to the kayin truma, which is called trumas meiser from his meiser, the chala from the 5 grains of a dough that is given to the kayin. Veracious, I guess, the first shearings of the sheep. Vahamatonis, this is from a chulin that we give to the kohen zroya, the right foreleg, l'chayayim, the cheeks, v'keva, and one of the stomachs. Upidjin aben, the money of pidjin aben, upidjin petach hamor, a chamor that is traded in for a sheep or a goat, and it is given to the kohen steyachuza, as Rashi explains. The Bailam were magdishit, they were not goyalit, the gizbor sold it, so the lekeach has to return it in yovel. When he returns it in yovel, it's given over to the kahanim. Ustei charam, if a person was macharim his field, the gezel ager, and this is the 24th of the 24 matnas kunim gezel ager. So now the Gemara concludes, v'kakari mias matana, you called them that they're one of the matnas kunim, shmamina, this proves mekabel matanis havi shmamina, this is a proof that they are in fact mekabel matanis. And therefore, in our Shaila, there would not be a din of Meiser Behema, as every Lakech and Mekabel Matana, there's no din of Meiser Behema. Shema Aminah, the Gemara says this is a good proof.